Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello, darling.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
So my cousin and Amy have spent a week with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some pictures of the kitchen that she posted, but I haven't seen any other. I don't know what else has happened since then. So,
quite a lot happened in the bedroom, which sounds very loaded. But you know how those girls are. My bed was very happy. That was the most action my bed has had, and nothing happened in the bed. But they're so cute. So cute. So actually what I did during the week, I would just randomly take out my iPhone and film these guys helping me out, interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. And I have a dear friend and collaborator who is an amazing editor. So I'm going to give him this footage, and my gift to them is seeing if he can turn this raw footage into a little mini film, which maybe they can use to market themselves in some way or whatever. I had a couple of friends and neighbors pop over on Mother's Day, and they saw the kitchen and they couldn't believe it. And in the bedroom, you would definitely appreciate this, because this is an image that you and I both love. So the color of the bedroom is called Charismatic Sky Blue. So it's a very celestial blue.
Mm.
And your cousin Anna, founder of Universal Energy Radio, is an amazing artist. So she painted clouds all over my bedroom.
Oh, wow.
I feel like I'm in the cloud. You're going to love it. You're going to, when you get into a space that's like a space that you feel like, okay, I can really lay down, you may borrow this inspiration. It made me think of you. It really made me think of you. It looks like one of your pictures that you take for Instagram. It's just, I'm surrounded by clouds, and I am looking forward to the ripple effect of the energy shifting. This was years in the making. And
wow.
Something that I so I can't tell you how many times I was tears of just love and joy and shock and shifting the energy.
Mm.
So it's getting there. So it's more than getting there. It's truly on its way. So it's really cool. Yeah, I will text you a photograph of let's see if I have anything of the bedroom. If not, I'll just take it when we're on the air, as we're on the air. So anyway, that was great, and the week did not feel like it didn't feel like I had guests for a week. It did not feel like that at all. It was just a whirlwind of activity, and of course, I took them to a play yesterday, a one-person show that actually, I never do this, but during intermission, I whispered to Anna and I said, how are you feeling? She goes, I'm tired. I said, let's go.
Oh, wow.
That's all I needed to hear. Yeah, it wasn't a play. It was a reading of a work in progress, and clearly it needs more work. It just needs some major editing. And we ain't got time for that. So,
right.
No, we ain't got time for that. And forget it. So what was great was that I took them to my favorite local spot, which is new. I'm going to take you there when you come to New York. And it's just two blocks away. And it's one of my favorite places ever. And I love that it's so close. And we had a nightcap and some snacks, and it was a great way to end the day instead of being in this dark theater where I literally was sitting. I was sitting on the aisle, and there was a railing. I literally was like using the railing as a pillow. And I never do that. We were just tired and not engaged.
Right.
We were not engaged. So, you know, sorry. And it was a better use of time. So I said, well, that was an hour and 10 minutes of my life I'm not going to get back, so let's make up for that. and spent some great time, quality time together, and wrap up this incredible visit. And I just texted you one of the walls so you get an idea. You're going to want this in your next space. Yes. Do you see it?
Hasn't come through yet.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, so it was it was fun. It was a whirlwind. So we hosted a little gathering the day they finished. They weren't even done with the kitchen. I'm like, people are coming. Let's go. Come on. So we hosted a little gathering on Sunday. We went to a play. We went to a jazz club. We went we took the New York Water taxi to IKEA in Brooklyn, so they got to see the Statue of Liberty. We went to Home Depot in Brooklyn, which was this, it was like three football fields. I've never been to that one. We went to Home Depot the Church of Home Depot almost every day. We had amazing meals that I was so happy to prepare in my new kitchen. It was just a lot of fun and very balanced. And every night we watch Queer Eye and be inspired. And I'm telling you, they really need to do like the female version of that, where it's not, it's about what needs to get done. And these are the guys to do it. What needs to get done. I mean, we really need a woman for president. Seriously, women helping other women. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing. Just all mm-hmm. that support. Outstanding.
Well, I'm looking at what you sent me. It's gorgeous. Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I like that a lot.
I thought of you this, when it was done. I'm like, oh, Elisa's going to love this. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you, those are some talented girls.
Wow.
These women know what they're doing. Yeah, and it was great, and did not, just a lot, just the energy flowing, didn't even feel like I was hosting anybody. It was just, we came together for a common purpose, and that's it. And this is something I'm so inspired, because this is my children's home, and no matter what happens with me, this is what I am establishing for them, and this
right.
is what I've been starved for over 20 years. Not just makeshift, let's just do it reluctantly, begrudgingly. No, let's have a beautiful space. I'm so grateful for this space. The bones of this space are so good. Let's honor those bones. The same way we need to honor our bones. Let's honor what's there. Let's honor that support. Let's honor that foundation. And what's interesting is that, and this is a weird paradox, but I feel like I can let go of this space eventually.
Ah.
Isn't that yeah. Very interesting.
A lot of times it works to the opposite, where homeowners decide, oh, gosh, you know, like it's time to move. Like it's time to move, and they're going to finally clean up and fix up everything that need to get fixed up so it can be sold. And then they're like, oh, man, now it's a really nice space.
Right. Yeah. It's very interesting. Yeah. I feel that, because I'm so led to make this a joyous, beautiful, functional space for my kids, you know, very, very interesting. I don't want to say too much on the air, because you never know who's listening. I mean, I don't think anyone's really, you know, anyone that it's going to be impacting with that, but just the energy is definitely definitely shifting, and that's the most important thing, and that's a beautiful thing. So, yay!
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little birthday gift that they're going to deliver from me to you, and that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
Yes. She's already laughing because she knows how I am. She already laughing. Yeah, she already laughing. Yeah, it's funny. You'll be in touch with me. You'll let me know. So, what's been happening in your world, my dear, since Thursday?
Yeah. So since Thursday, I've just been basically house sitting and dog sitting.
That's right.
And just enjoying this space that used to be my home for a number of years.
Isn't
enjoying
that crazy?
The renovated space and just checking in the dog. Like, I've left a couple of times. I think yesterday finally, like, I had to go back to the house to where my aunt is to get more laundry. Really, I've got to do laundry. And I think my brother and sister-in-law I guess they use Tide, which years ago when I was a little kid, I used to have this allergic reaction to Tide. So I've never used it since then. I would get these huge hives. It was weird. So I got enough skin issues going on right now, so I'm not gonna,
Girl, you're not gonna blame that.
I went home and got some stuff. Got some clothes and then some other things that I just needed while I was here for the week. Because on Thursday I'll be leaving for the day to do a tour.
Oh, that's right.
And so that's going to be a work day, and I've got to, make sure I've got everything I need. So, so Sadie, the adorable dog that I'm watching, she's a little mopey, understandably, because her routine has been disrupted a little bit. So she tends to not eat a lot until she's like really starting. So she was really, really hungry. So it's just been interesting monitoring how she's doing. I think it was definitely a better call for her to be here and have somebody here with her. But, she's so surprised when I come back home. She's like, oh, my God, you're home. Like, of course I'm home. Of course I want to come back. But she's very clingy right now. And I think she's going to be like that for the whole week. But I did a session with Christy Lee. Finally, we did it. We actually did it on Saturday. And because my skin condition, it's flaring. It's now starting to flare up, like, everywhere. I don't know if it's releasing stuff. Like, stuff is coming up. So literally, it's reflected on the skin. Like, it's just like, I'm noticing a little bit more of my arms. Oh, I'm definitely noticing it, on my stomach. Like, okay, so so we just did another session and cleared a lot of stuff in terms of some probably lifetime contracts I've had to be what was it? What did she call it? A universal surrogate to help.
Oh.
Heal the world, basically. And I'm like,
girl, that's a big
let's
job.
Let's break that contract.
really. It's like, right, please lay me off. Like, someone's at a job and they get fired on purpose so they could collect their unemployment. Like, please fire me. Please fire me. Like, please fire me now.
And she
God.
Said that there are quite a few people on the planet, there's like a whole group of people who've kind of agreed to do that at some point, thought that was necessary. And so, but it takes a toll, let me take away your suffering, but I'll take it for, I will take your stuff for you. And so you kind of just, you're stuck with it. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I've got to change that because this is not a good look for me.
No, it's not a good look for you. Oh, my God.
It's not a good look for me.
Is it painful?
It's annoying. It's just, it's itchy because that's what you think. Oh, my gosh, I've been out in the, been outside. And it's a mosquito bite. Like, no, it's not a mosquito bite. These aren't mosquito bites. It's a rash. It's basically it's basically a rash, and some of it is it's just you could, like, for me, because I'll feel it, I'll be like, oh no, and then obviously if I scratch it, it makes it worse, so I gotta stop.
Right.
And sometimes it doesn't. Maybe I don't think about it because I could be scratching it in my sleep, you know.
Yes, sure.
But it's something that it cycled through before. I think the first time I went to Iceland on that trip,
really?
I was really noticing it. So it's been like 3 years or 4 years, and the thing is, when I was there, like, it was Iceland and Norway, it was cold. It was summertime, but it was cold. So I was wearing a lot of long, because I was cold, wearing a lot of long sleeves, wearing a lot of layers. And I thought, well, you know, this cold air probably isn't helping things either, you know.
Sure.
The dry air. But now it's just like, it really started to flare up in the last week.
Oh, interesting. One thing that I want to mention to you is that years ago, it might have even been before we really started doing this show, but I had unexplained, it was like splotches, and it was in different parts of my body, and I actually went to a dermatologist, and there was, I got a prescription for a body wash, and it cleared it up. And it was at the same time that all of these energies were coming in.
Right.
It was the same time that there was a lot of releasing and making room for integrating a lot of energies. And you remember early on, I did not know what to do with myself. So I had to, like, go on the air and give readings and channel and do all those things that I used to do. So that might be something, it might be as simple as, yes, you're working with this healer. And I was working, it's interesting because I was working with an intuitive medium, my friend Marissa, that's how I know Havertown, and all these things were coming in, all these energies were coming in, and the rash happened at the same time. So between working with an energy worker like her, like how you're working with, what's her name, Crystal Lee?
Christy Lee.
Yeah, working with Christy Lee. I think it may be a good idea to see a dermatologist, and then you're getting it from both sides of the fence, so to speak. Yeah, but
well,
the body wash cleared it up instantly. What, honey?
I did get some. My main concern right now is the scalp, because that's been going on. So I actually just ordered something.
Okay.
That has, it's a kit for, like, for the scalp and for, you know, shampoo and all that stuff. So the thing is, like, there's an oil to use, which is just really messy. But you're supposed to use it overnight. And I'm like,
girl.
All right. That's for your scalp. So I get it.
Right.
And so I tried it, and it seemed to help a little bit. But then you're supposed to, you know, there's all these things, like, it's a regimen that I have to get used to.
Right.
So trying to get in, it's hard to get into a good, like, steady type of thing when I'm still also in transition here. So yeah, it's just something I have to. I brought everything over. In fact, I think I may have gone bad. I went back yesterday to get, like, one last thing that I didn't bring with me. So I'll. They say to do at least twice a week. So that's what I'll be doing. But it's. I guess because it's happened before, but not to this.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense.
Degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, I'm getting these gentle nudges. Like, I've had my journal with me, but I haven't written anything yet. And I think it's like, okay, seriously, you need to write down some stuff. Even if it's just, you know, like you say, just write something down. Like, I'll do work stuff. Like, I'll write, that's not the same thing, because I just have scraps of paper for that. But, yeah, so that's what's been going on for me.
Interesting. But yeah, it's definitely a release.
Yeah.
Wow. What is she so, and you, I'm sure she's saying like, yeah, this makes perfect sense. Like this is, yeah. Right.
Well, yeah. And I told her about going to Kentucky for a graduation and
all right.
And she said, you know, you probably picked up other people's stuff while you were
sure.
there.
Sure.
I told her about taking a nap, like the day of the after we attended the ceremony before the big party. I ended up sleeping through that party, most of it, because I was just so tired.
Right.
And it was fine because in fact, you know, there was just so many people in that house that for me to even make it downstairs would have been. I don't think I would have made it down the stairs. I think I would have just looked at it like, that's okay. I'm going to go back to my room.
Right.
But I wasn't even awake for that. Like, I couldn't even – I was out. And I made it for the last maybe half hour of the official party when things started thinning out, people started thinning out. So that was good for me. It was just there was a part of me that did feel a little bad for not being so social, but I'm like, you know what? I would not have stayed
in
that environment.
No.
Yeah, I would not have stayed in that environment anyway. I couldn't have sustained
exactly.
it. So I did exactly what I needed to do, and I got some rest. And it's really nice that I have been able to have this house to myself.
That's wonderful.
To just, recharge. I kind of wish I could spend a little bit more time beyond this weekend, beyond Saturday. But
right,
I gotta take what I can.
Right.
So I have another session on Friday. Friday morning is when we usually do our sessions. So we'll see what comes up. I think it's been very interesting because I wanted to follow this whole line of ancestral healing. Just because I think I knew it was connected somehow. And I think part of it is just that, with so much happening for me, not just in this lifetime, but realizing there's definitely some patterns here that I've continued to do.
Right.
You know, and with good intentions, but realizing the toll that it can take on you in any situation, but the toll it can take on you. Like, well, no wonder I'm not going to be like, wasn't really planning on being a mother in this lifetime, you know, not like that, because there's just so much. There's so much that has been required or that I felt like I needed to give. And don't get me wrong, you know how much I love Jaden and Lily, but I'm like, yeah, and even all these things started clicking to make sense. Like when I was younger and trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, and you know, for college, what would I study? You know, the idea of being a therapist came up because I was already doing it. I was already listening to other people's problems, and you know, that was a rude awakening to realize that I'm just not a science person, despite being the child of a chemist, you know, and being Asian. And of course, you're supposed to be good at sciences. But this underlying question for me in committing to something like that, and honestly, even being like a coach, even being something like that in my adulthood, realizing, you know what, the thing I don't want to have are these repeat clients where all I'm doing is kind of putting a band-aid on the situation. And that's my livelihood. I already knew that, you know, like I would probably make a worse one, because if I did a good job, then they wouldn't see me anymore. And then I'd be poor, you know,
Exactly. Like, thanks. Right.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah. So that just, and I couldn't quite put words to it, like, because at how old was I? At 16 or 17, like, what do I know, really? And even at 48, what do I know? But realizing that there was a pattern that I didn't want to continue doing. And I just, until just now, I wouldn't have said it that way, but that's pretty much what it was.
Wow.
Why those kinds of professions, why they definitely speak to me and they call to me. But there's this part of me that's like, no, it just doesn't, like, it feels right to a point. And then it gets to be like the word responsibility doesn't really scare me, but
no.
There's something about that whole setup that I'm like, I can't do it. So what I ended up doing, obviously, I thought it was a money factor. So I you know, was this volunteer for my fraternity for a number of years. And so I was able to serve in that way, but it was basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the relationship wasn't with just like one person. It was with a lot of different people. And then with one organization over a number of years. So I did that until I realized I got to get out of it. Like, I have to quit it. I have to stop it because I'm feeling the same way. Like, it felt that craziness, and I knew it after a year, but I needed another year to get to kind of figure out my strategy to get out of it.
I remember
without
that.
You know, yeah, without it being like this, like, major breakup, right? Without a lot of anger, it was like, no, I'm leaving on top. I feel good.
Yeah, always leave on top of your game.
But it's interesting now looking at it in those terms of
mm-hmm.
repeating some patterns and living this type of life that feels really comfortable, and it felt really good until I realized, wait a minute, all these other aspects of my life have taken a hit.
Mm.
And now, you know, in a sense, you know, my health, it's interesting because it's like technically I'm healthy. But these
yes,
are symptoms
are.
That are reminding me that
right.
if you let it get too far out of hand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is about as far out of hand. I didn't even want it to get this far, obviously, but I don't think it would have gotten my attention the same way.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm doing it now. Like, it's starting to hit me like, I need to be able to do this. So, yeah, I am. You know, there's a method to the madness, I guess. I'm glad you and I are talking about it. I'm glad, I guess, whoever needs to listen is listening. And speaking of listeners, thanks to, who do we have here? We definitely have Jay. We have, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but Edrisi too. I don't know. Light Witch and Raven. So hi to all of you listening.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening.
To the chat room. Like I said, the chat looks kind of weird. Even I can't read some of the words on it because of the way they've set up the color palette. But whatever. So I did a follow up call with my mom, obviously, for Mother's Day. I was able to talk to her, and we had a good conversation. But you know, I made this connection, and I mentioned it to Christy as well. I said, because I told her that my mom had lost her voice and she was not feeling well, which is why they weren't here this past weekend. And she said, interesting. I said, yeah. And so, you know, when I talked to my mom the next day, like, she had her voice back, but she's still, you know, she's like, oh, I'm have my voice back. But and she's kind of back to doing things the way she's been doing them. But, you know, we had some good conversations. I would say in the last few months, some of the things I've suggested to her has not been met with resistance on her part.
Mm.
Like this big trip we're all taking. And my parents like to use speakerphone when I'm on the phone because they're like, oh, we can all talk. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. but when you guys talk, I can't always hear you because mm-hmm. you're talking over each other. So
mm-hmm.
I mentioned to them, like, it would be good to just go ahead and book mom her ticket and say she needs wheelchair accessibility.
Mm.
She needs a wheelchair to get us through, the lines, yep. and also just to get us to moving so she doesn't have to worry about
it. And it's quicker.
It is quicker.
Take advantage of that loophole all day.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. So when I mentioned that, I know Mom was listening, and so she's like, no, I agree. I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Because, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, she's like, no, I don't need it. I don't need it. Like,
no,
almost
she's no
like
fool.
You're...
She gets it. She's taking care of herself.
Yes. So I love that. I love
That's
that.
That's amazing.
And we'll see how this one goes. This next thing, like I have my cousin's son is getting married to his longtime girlfriend next month. And they don't live in the South anymore. They live like in the Midwest. But I think they're both from South Carolina, I think. Well, he's from South Carolina. I think she is too, but I'm not sure. So they're having their wedding in the Carolinas. And so I know about it, but I think, you know, they're kind of putting it together. And I think they wanted to limit the number of guests so that it was something manageable for them. And I understand that. That's totally fine. So my mom asked me if I'd gotten an invite. I'm like, nope, I haven't gotten an invite. And so she was starting to go off on my cousin, like, oh, you know, I don't know why she wouldn't, you know, invite you. You're like her closest cousin, and I just don't understand. I'm like, Mom, it's okay. I said, I have it, a kind of, you know, a mental note for that date. I said, there's plenty to do that day. Like, my business, there's like 3 or 4 tours already on that for that day. So I'm like, I'm good. If I don't make the list, that's totally fine with that. If I do get it, then I'll go. If I don't get an invitation, I said, there's no hard feelings, because it's not her wedding, you know, and it's her son's, but I'm also not super close to him. I'm not close to them. I'm just not. So I said, I'm not really hurt by it. Because my mom is, I said, you don't even have to put any more energy into it. I said, I'm fine with it. You should be fine with it. If you feel like you need to talk to my cousin, go ahead. But I said, you don't have to accuse her of anything. I said, just don't, you know, don't perpetuate it. There's just no need for it. And she's like, oh, okay. All right. And it was almost like we both had to say our piece and kind of put it that way. Like, I'm going to say my piece. I'm like, okay. So we'll just leave it like that. Okay. She's like, okay. So we'll see. We'll see what comes of that. I'm totally fine without having to go to another wedding. I have one wedding on my docket this year, and one's plenty. I'm not hurting to go to another wedding. I'm totally fine without having to spend a Saturday or, you know, whatever at a church. I mean, I'll go for the party, but whatever. So she wasn't pushing back too much on that, but it was something that definitely bothered her. As she's prone to do, she tends to get really feisty about her kids and, you know, we should be invited and we shouldn't be or whatever. I'm like, it's okay, Mom. Just getting her to, you know, step off that ledge for a moment has been good. So she didn't push back too much on that, as long as we both were able to hear each other. And I think that was the important part. So that's what's been going on. I think it's been very nice to be here in this space. We've had weird weather where it's been like raining at night and then a bit of rain throughout the day. But like, look, today hopefully will be just all day sunny day, so I can be in the backyard and play with the dog, and she can kind of get some energy expended. Cause she's, like I said, she's a little mopey. Now that her parents are not around this week, so just having something where we can play is going to be good, I think. So that's what's been going on. Fun time. So now I'm wondering if she is still here. She's here, but not here. So let me try to text her, see what's up. And if anyone in the chat room, if you can just type in if you can still hear me, that'd be great. I never know what's happening with Blog Talk. I'm not hearing from anybody. Let me just type this in. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. So, and Liz is here, but she may have put me on mute. All right, but I can't
hear
Liz.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Yeah.
Weird. Hello?
Hey,
okay,
yeah.
That's weird. All right. No, but what I was saying is that with Blog Talk, we've kind of outgrew that platform, but it's like but we haven't changed the platform because we love the call-in component.
Right.
You know, for people to call to not that today's show is any evidence of that, but I'm bumped. But we like the which
it's
is fine.
Good. It's all good.
The call-in component of that. So, but that's interesting. Go ahead with your mom. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say there are different platforms. There are ways to combine platforms that we could look at if that's something that Anna is looking into. And Anna does a lot of research, but it's combining certain ones. If one doesn't have the whole package, it's combining different ways of doing. So you can have a call in, but you can still have it record live and then upload as a podcast. So there are ways to do that. Anyway, go ahead.
I love it. Anyway, so with your mom, the fact that that's her filter, meaning the way that she, the language in which she communicates, that she's going to be putting her kids first. Because we're always, no matter how old we are, we're fortunate enough to have parents that are still around. That bond, that connection is so strong. So I think it's sweet that she had that reaction. But at the same token, what's lovely is that her edge has softened in terms of communicating with you.
Right.
And I think you're doing something, you're making an investment in your relationship with your parents, one, because time is sacred. So any time we have with our parents is a gift. And I definitely feel that way about my one remaining parent, my mom, that I'm so grateful for any present time that we have with each other. And since you have this amazing voyage to look forward to toward the end of this year, you're making an investment. It's going to be the lightest, most beautiful time, because moving forward, you don't know when it's going to be the last trip with them.
Right. Right.
And you could have 10 more trips. You don't know. But in terms of the quality of life and mobility and communication. And sometimes my mother's mobility will be so compromised that even for her to take a few steps, it's debilitating.
Right.
You know? So while you guys are still very, very active and everything else, you know, it's like with every moment becomes more and more sacred and more precious and more not to take for granted and to just embrace and enjoy. So I think what's great is that an added benefit to the healing work that you're doing with Christy Lee is to lighten up your etheric field, to be the person to break the pattern. I feel like I was the one to break the pattern in terms of marriage and divorce, to lead the way toward embracing or understanding or approaching self-care. So what's wonderful is like you're that ambassador of truth, of healing, of wholeness, and there's no discussion that needs to happen. You're breaking the pattern. Like you've held your place, you've done that. And now exercising your free will, and that's how things get switched around. That's how karma gets healed.
Mm.
you know. And it's very interesting. I stumbled upon this book that I am reading and listening to. I have the audio and online version. I recommend it highly. It's called It's Not Your Money. And it's written by this wonderful writer named Tasha Silver. And I actually want to read this prayer that she wrote. She has a background in poetry, and that's what makes her an amazing writer, but she's an incredible spiritual teacher. And the book is called It's Not Your Money, and I've been actually using that like it's God's money. See how that just opens things up, right?
Mm.
So this is a prayer, and it's called Prayer for Transforming Money. And I just feel compelled to read it on the air and share it with you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and read it. Okay, God, open me. I'm ready. I don't want the exhausting burden of this topic anymore. I am done. Open me to whatever I'm meant to receive from this sacred process. Help me let go of any old beliefs and feelings that get in the way of your plan for my life. May I know the good I can do as an embodiment of divine abundance.
Mm.
Change me. Open me. Make me receptive to the unexpected. May I receive all that is meant for me over these next weeks and beyond. Let me know my own worthiness to receive. Let me play with these new ideas as an adventure. And then let me embrace what happens according to your will. I am yours. You are mine. We are one. All is well. We like that.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I do like that.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the link to her website. So,
nice.
Yeah, there was one of many times that when I can't sleep, I'll just listen to podcasts. And it's funny because I don't know what I'm going to be listening to. And she was a guest on someone's podcast. And I'm like, oh, I'm so meant to hear this. And the book came out in March.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah. And I really like her style and approach. And interesting how she has a different take with Law of Attraction. So she's taking the core of that, but clarifying the misconceptions or the misuse of Law of Attraction and that piece of it of how that can be enhanced and refined and applied in a way where I'm falling short because my thoughts. She talks about there's a particular name for it, and I'm not familiar enough with the book to remember it exactly, but there's a specific form of karma. There's a name that she has for it, but it's kind of like what you're talking about, like the ancestral healing and all of that, where we put a lot of pressure on ourselves with Law of Attraction, and there are ways around that. So I'm going to send that. I'm going to send it to you so that you can take a look at that. But
nice.
Highly, highly, highly recommend it. So I'll share that with you.
Thank you.
But it's something that I, and it's interesting too because even in, okay, so having your cousin Anna and her girlfriend Amy here to help me basically renovate my apartment on no budget, okay, my kitchen
right.
and my bedroom, and my bathroom, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, okay?
Ooh, that's right, the bathroom.
Kitchen, bedroom, bathroom. And I shifted when I was, the timing was perfect because it literally was maybe the day before they arrived that I stumbled. No, actually, it was while they were here. I couldn't sleep. It must have been the first night. Maybe it was a week ago. It must have been Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm like, oh, my God, let me listen to this. Let me do some research. Let me get this book. And I got the audio version of it because I subscribe to Audible. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is so what I need to hear. So just that little piece of it, like, it's not your money, it's God's money. Ooh. So anytime, you know, we were buying, and I wasn't buying things like recklessly, absolutely not, but finding creative ways. For instance, I did not know at the Church of Home Depot, because the Cathedral of Home Depot, it's not even a church, it's a Cathedral of Home Depot, that if you get a Home Depot credit card, you get $25 off your first purchase, and you're not bleeding out your current, and there's no interest for 6 months. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Just ways around it, or certain things would be on sale, or certain things that was a rebate, or without even looking for it, or I'd be called to like make an appearance someplace, industry appearance for like 45 minutes, and get cash in an envelope to show up. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, will you come teach for this class or sub or just boom, boom, boom. Okay. Or selling a few things online as I have my little resale business. It all adds up. And just the lightness off of my shoulders. It's not my money. And then taking that and applying it to other things where not wanting to micromanage my young son with his education or lack thereof, but or what have you, just understanding, being able to go from reaction to compassion, to understand in observing somebody's reaction to something, understanding this is where they are, and that's okay, and yielding to the divine. So I really, really, really like it. So I think you will too. And for you listeners, I really, really recommend it. So
this is Tasha Silver. Her name is Tasha Silver.
Let me give it to you because my iPad is not loading. So let me just give you her name. It's Tasha, T-O-S-H-A, Tasha, T-O-S-H-A, Silver, and it's called It's Not Your Money, How to Live Fully from Divine Abundance.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. That's the
nice
book.
Nice resource. That's great.
Great resource. I'm so happy to have it. Yeah, I'm trying to get the link on. Here we go. I can send it to you now. Send you the link.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to like it. Yeah, it came out February 2019. Hello.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, isn't that great? So we love that. Yeah, I'm going to send it to you right this second. I'm going to send it to you and Anna. There we go.
Well, you know, I went to visit my aunt yesterday just to pick up some stuff. And of course, you know, after saying hello, she's like, you know, do you want to eat?
All day.
I just ate. So her birthday is Sunday. And she had kind of talked about. That's right. She had kind of talked about doing something for her birthday. And she said it, from what I understood, she said it in the context of talking about it with one of my uncles, who I guess couldn't make it the last time. she had her birthday, and we went to a really nice Japanese restaurant, and he wanted to go there. I know I'm a creature of habit because I went to the same place I went to last year for my birthday.
Yes.
But she wanted to do the same thing, basically, to go to the place she went to for her birthday last year, so that same
right.
Japanese restaurant, which was actually the same Japanese restaurant my sister-in-law went to like a couple weeks before. So she's like, oh, you know, my aunt's like, oh, this, I like that place. Let's go there. I'm like, okay. So we got it together. And I remember, you know, last year trying to figure out like, all right, how are we going to do this? And so she kind of sprang that on me yesterday. And I could already tell, you know, I could tell my body was like starting to flare up. Quite honestly, I was like,
oh wow,
you know, I got one more thing I got to do, because she wasn't. Because I am thinking she's been talking about it with my uncle.
No, here we go. It's that underlying, like, you're a mind reader, and Elisa will take care of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I was trying to make her work for it, you know, really, because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I need you to tell me what's the name of the restaurant. She can't remember the name of the restaurant. You know, it's that. You know, she just would say, you know, that sushi place, and I'm.
Yeah, it's making you do the work. It's like my kids are like, can you get me? No, get
right.
No, you go get up. It's,
right.
It's, I know exactly, and if they can get away with it, they will.
Mhm. Mhm. And
so,
and
for
I
you.
Know. Well, I don't know. I don't know for her, for sure, for her. But I just know that. Well, there's a part where I was just making her work for it. I'm like,
gotta make the work for it.
I could feel myself, even though my left arm was starting to, like, those little bumps were starting to be a
wow.
little itchy. I'm like, So I kind of put her off for a moment. I said, let me go get my stuff.
Right.
Let me take care of what I need to do here.
Yeah, let me take care of me.
Before I
right.
try to figure out, and even before that, there was something that came to the mail, because she had a stack of mail for me, and then she has her own stack. And she's like, is this a check? You know, she's looking at, and I knew it. I knew when she was.
Here we go.
She's already opened it up. It was from Toyota, and so I already knew that whatever
right.
it was, one, it's really not for her. It's not. It's because she doesn't own a car.
I heard the car story actually.
From Savannah. Yeah.
Yes.
So they're still calling her about a war. You know, not even Toyota, but you know, oh, you
yeah,
used to
yeah,
own
yeah.
a car. Back in the day, I think we can extend your warranty. I know it's a 1960, whatever. You're like, no. So she's kind of annoyed by all that, but she's like, is this a check? And I'm like, why would Toyota be giving you a check? And she said, because of the warranty. I said, well, one, you don't even own a car, so you don't have a warranty, and this has nothing to do with that. And she's like, oh. I said, anytime you see something from Toyota, I said, they're trying to get you to buy a car.
Right.
There's no car. There's nothing they're going
right,
to give
right.
you. And I'm just like, you just don't even need to deal with it. Okay. And then she wanted to bring up her birthday. And I'm like, all right. You know, so I'm seeing her struggle. But I just needed to see her work for it a little bit.
Yep, you got to make it work for it. And it's for everybody's highest good.
Yeah.
Right,
and I said so. You want to go to this restaurant that you can't remember the name of, I didn't remember the name of it. It's a sushi restaurant, but I don't remember the name of it. So I had to do a little bit of research, and I said, well, who do you want me to invite? I said, unless you want to call everybody, I said, I don't have anybody that you know.
Right.
And she said, oh, and then she sort of would name some people. And then she would always say, you know, if they can attend. I said, well, obviously if they can attend. I said, it's an invite. If they can attend or not is up to them. You don't invite them, you don't invite them only after you find out they can make it. Okay. I said, the thing is, and I was visibly, I mean, I was definitely like, look, I said, this takes a lot of work. Said,
yes,
this
it does.
Restaurant requires reservations. Because
right.
they're that popular. I said, they
right.
require reservations, even though
right.
it's a Sunday. In fact, they're not even open for lunch on Sunday. They're open only for dinner.
Right.
She said, oh, okay. I said, so you need to tell me if this is where you want to go for dinner
right.
for your birthday. If you want to go to a place for lunch instead, then you got to pick another restaurant.
It's a lot of work, even the conversation, the logistics.
Yes.
A lot of work.
Yes. So I told her that. I said, look, I'll invite people, and I'll try to set it up. I said, but so I did it there. I didn't want to wait. You know, I'm like, let me just be on my phone.
Yeah, you don't want to think about it.
Let me do a Facebook invite. Let me go through my 10,000 people on my list to find out, you know, who's in our family that can make it. And I just sent an invite. And I'm like, I'll just leave it at that. And at some point during the week, I'll look at it and see if I can make a reservation. And if not, we'll just have to show up and we'll just see what we can do. But I'm like, I'm just not going to take it. I'm not going to do any more than that. Because I know she can't do that kind of stuff. She can get other people to do it. But she won't know. She wouldn't know how to look up that sushi restaurant and apply it to an actual name of a restaurant.
No.
So
no.
But I told her, I said, this takes some time to do.
Right.
And I thought you had been talking to my uncle, you know, her uncle about it. And you know, of course, then she kind of wanders off like, no, I'm like, all right, well,
all right,
if
well,
that's what you want to do, then that's what we'll do.
That's right.
And you know, and there's just all these assumptions that I can take care of it.
Nope.
And she kind of passes the buck anyway.
No,
she passes because I know she does it. If she doesn't know the name of it, and obviously I don't know the name of it because I don't even know where she's talking about. She's like, well, just call your Auntie Julie. She knows.
Yeah, well,
and
why
I'm
should
like,
you?
I said you can give her a call.
That's right. So it's that lack of willingness, and it's that lack of, you know, self connection, and there was the other day one of my kids. I said, oh, I made, there's avocado toast, whatever. Is there anything else? I'm like, figure it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Figure it out.
Right.
I got stuff to do. Figure it out. And I walked away. Or I need this. I'm actually walking out the door. Figure it out. No.
Right.
Do I have laminated menus? No. Don't think so. But it's the same thing. It's like, you know, you offer the finger, they take the hand. So,
mm-hmm.
No. And they will figure it out. And it's almost like you have to train them. And I know how they learn. They learned from parents who did everything
mm-hmm.
for them, and then a mom who does everything for them. And they
mm-hmm.
also learned from, unfortunately, the last couple of years in the marriage, the lack of communication, or the kind of like the assumptions, like you're saying, the assumptions that were made. So of course, yeah, let's assume she'll take care of it because she takes care of everything.
Right.
No, it's a new day. Right. It's a new day, bitches. So we're switching it up, and it's a new day for you. So I'm not surprised that you're having what's called an aggravated healing crisis. Because you're really letting it go, and I think that's remarkable. And people will learn, and it's true. That saying is so true. When you change, people change.
Right.
And that's what's happening with you. And I think this is a perfect ending point, because we could take this conversation to so many different directions that I don't want to be frustrated with having another topic about this, because it's so important and worth the time to invest in that. So, yay. And again, I'm so grateful to Anna and Amy. Thank you guys for sharing time with me and transforming my space. And in transforming the space, I'm changing. Therefore, everybody around me is going to change. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks for a wonderful conversation. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Bye,
love
girl.
Y'all. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.